Lullaby from the Appalachian Mountains. It's called Buckeye Jim.
Say that it's great to be here. Ever since I was about this high, I've admired my great aunt Thelma, and I've sort of been inspired. I really wanted to come and play in the folk fest. That would be an answer to my childhood dream, and it looks like it's come true. So thank you very much. Bought a candy bar the other day, only in half, it's gonna throw the rest away. When I saw this kid playing in the street, I says, "Hey kid, you want something to eat?" He says, "What?" I said, "It's candy, son." He yells, "Help!" Starts to run. I just stood there, watching him go. Half a bar of chocolate, running down my fingers. Well, the kid comes back in a minute or two, but his mom's with him and the neighbors too, and they got the kid scared. It's plain to see, to say which one done it. He points to me. He says, "Him." I says, "What do you mean?" He says, "You." Starts to scream. Well, I just stood there. Everybody's looking. And everybody's staring. At me. Howdy-doody. Y'all waiting on the bus? Getting kind of late. Anybody got a watch? We can see just how late it is. I got a better idea. Why don't we go find somebody with a watch and we can stare at him? fever. Kid's life is ruined.
Oh, then you better check what he's chewing. Because I got the feeling he's right in the middle of a bubblegum orgy. Well, they're coming at me, and I'm backing away. And then I hear this policeman say,
"You positive he's the right man?"
Well, I quick flip that candy bar out of my hand.
He says, "Show me."
I said, "Show you what?"
He said, "The candy bar, you degenerate."
And he grabbed me. He grabbed both my hands. Pretty easy to see which hand's got the chocolate. Well, I've had some trouble times before, but none like the trip to the candy store. I'll sympathize with the kid, all right. If someone's nice to him, it probably ain't right. But I'll grow up. I'll learn the way. I'll learn so that later days will be prosperous. Chocolate covered. If it don't bite off, more than I can hide.
Let's welcome Terry Vick and Mark Griffin of Apopka.
Thank you.
Treat. My goodness, haven't we had lots of treats today? It's just wonderful. Sonia Malkin is a real French lady. She was born in Paris. She grew up in her native France and consciously or unconsciously collecting the songs of the peoples of France. And a fine folk singer collector encouraged her to sing professionally. She's here in her beautiful native costume from Shady, New York. Let's welcome Sonia Malkin and her beautiful lute.
Play the lute with. It is from Brittany, by the way, where my ancestors are from. Can you hear me? No. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I've been in front of many microphones and I realize they're very emotional. They have a life of their own, you know. You have to know how to speak to them. And I can't always do that very well. The instrument is a lute. You see? They are emotional. It's a very ancient instrument, of course. It's not played very much anymore. And I don't play it either. I just wear it around. It's pretty. The ribbons that I'm wearing are traditional of the bards of Brittany. The troubadours used to have their own colors if they were wealthy and they had a castle and an estate of their own. If they didn't, if they were attached to somebody else's castle, then they would wear their lord's color. I don't have a castle, unfortunately. So I wear the colors of my ancestors. They were very important people, those bards, in the ancient Celtic culture because they didn't have any written tradition. Everything was oral. So that was the job of the bards. They were the historians. So the blue was for loyalty, and they were sometimes priests. Only certain ceremonies. So the white was for purity, and they were, of course, the poets and the singers. And the green was for sincerity. I thought they were very pretty colors and virtues. It's difficult to wear an instrument like this and not sing troubadour songs, so I'll sing one of them. It's from the 14th century. But usually when we think about troubadour songs, we think about very pretty songs and all very poetic and sometimes a little hard to take because the melodies are very different from what we're used to now. But this one is very gay, very happy song. It's about a man who's delirious with joy. Something wonderful just happened to him. His wife died. Of course she was beating him. You know, but which was worse, at least for a Frenchman, she was putting water in his wine, and he couldn't forgive her that. So finally she dies, and he's so happy. So he called his neighbor, he said, "Neighbor, guess what? My wife is dead. How about yours?" "Not yet." "Ah, that's too bad." And then he called St. Peter, he said, "Hey, porter, close the door, because if my wife came back, she would beat me again. And I swear I never put water in my wine ever again." porte. Je me levais par un matin, je me levais par un matin, je m'en allais chez mon voisin, je m'en allais chez mon voisin. La sorte. Je ne mettrai plus d'eau dans mon vin, celle qui me battait est morte. Je m'en allais en paradis, je m'en allais en paradis, dire au portier qu'il ferme à lui, dire au portier qu'il ferme à lui. Et portier, ferme la porte, car si ma femme revenait, elle me battrait encore. Je ne mettrai plus d'eau dans mon vin. Celle qui me battait est morte. Usually sad ballads very often, especially the one from the sea. Can you hear me still? Yes? A little louder? They are, of course, they have a very hard life because it's a very poor country and they are mainly fishermen and they go to sea very far away. Sometimes they go to Iceland or to Newfoundland to fish codfish, and they're for 6 or 8 months at sea. I'd like to give you a little background on this song. I learned it from my mother, who sang it very often when I was little. But I didn't know about the tradition behind it until about 2 years ago when I went to England. And I bought 2 beautiful Irish sweaters for my daughters and in a little Irish shop. And with each sweater, there was a little card written in Gaelic with the name of the lady who made the sweater in the village where she lives. And there was other stuff written in Gaelic, and I asked the man there, and he said, it says that in each village in Ireland, each fishing village, the knitting stitch is different. Because if they found a drowned fisherman and they can't recognize him or identify him, they'll know where he come from by the stitch of his sweater. Apparently, wool lasts longer than people. So, my mother said, when I came back to Paris, she said, but there was the same tradition in Brittany. And there is a song talking about a woman who was waiting for her husband to come back from Iceland. He had been away for 6 months, and she's waiting for him every day. Now he's due back, so she waits for him on the shore, and she's knitting a new sweater for him. And she's sitting by the shore, and suddenly she sees the body of a fisherman thrown on the beach. And she goes down and look at him, and she throws her knitting in the sea because she didn't recognize the man, but she recognized the old sweater.
Chantant une cantine, tout met tout son amour dans son tricolore. En ces pieds soudain, l'océan qui barbe jette avec des nœuds une horrible épave.
Report to the information desk. I don't know where my ushers are now. Here's.
Start off with a number from a new album called Nashville Skyline Blues called One More Night.
Oh, it's shameful, ladies, say,
guitar. Give him a great big hand. I want to tell you something about him as he goes out. He contributes many fine articles on Pioneer Florida to newspapers throughout our state and other states. And he types a perfect manuscript. So if you need any typing done, call on Frog. Frog Smith.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma, but I'm out of the market for typing right now because I'm all tied up trying to write a book and don't know which way to go. It's a railroad book and it's off the track. So this afternoon, I think I'm going to talk about how this state used to elect all the personnel. Now, they wouldn't elect the legislature twice, I don't think, because they used to wouldn't have had the money to pay that. The legislature seemed like kind of setting their own wages now, and our own wages wouldn't have stood that years ago. But one thing about it, this is a Democratic state. Now, Democratic states sound like it's mighty good. You vote for who you want. We used to gather and vote for them. But the trouble for voting for them is something like it's something like getting married. You just have to take what you got after you get it. Now, we used to meet and vote and have a big time. You take an old farmer, he'd get a little corn inside of him, and he'd raise more cane than he would cotton. And so it's a wonderful state. It's better than Mexico, because down in Mexico, you run for president one day and run for your life the next. I remember back up years and years ago, my dad was running a little short line passenger train. He pulled into the station and they were voting on a new marshal. Well, he went into the vote with his overalls on, cast his vote, got on his engine, backed the train home. Then he cleaned up, came back downtown and voted again with his Sunday clothes on. Well, he got in two votes. Then he went to a barber shop. He had his handlebar mustache shaved off and got a haircut and bought him an overcoat and a derby hat. He went back and voted again. And by that time, the cop got wise. Said, "Dick," I said, "I think you voted enough for one day." Dad said, "What are you kicking on?" Said, "I voted for you every time." And so voting on, maybe I better look in my pocket. I might get the wrong thing here. But if I can find it, if I don't, well, what about it? Well, then I'm going to tell one more little story then before I have to get out of the way of Miss Miami here. Or I might not get missed with a coconut or something. But back over in West Florida, in Washington County to be exact, they were holding an election over there one time and elected a representative to Congress. And one old fellow there really got sore about it. He jumped up and down and he hooped and he swore that that man wasn't fit to be a state representative. "Why," he said, "my old hound dog would be worth more in Tallahassee than that candidate." Well, he got so strong about it till he finally picked his old hound dog up and set him up on the table in front of the chairman. Now he said, "Who'll vote for my dog for representative?" Well, the dog didn't win the job as representative, but to tell you the truth about it, he did get more votes than the county judge.
Boys from Ocala, with Frank McWaters as their leader. Let's give them a great big hand.
Thank you. back up here. This is a privilege for us to be up here. Hope we're going to do something you'll enjoy. Memories that linger in my heart. For her to come around and do one called Silver Threads and Golden Needle.
I don't want your lonely mansion with a tear in every room. All I want is to love you, promise, beneath the halo moon. But you think I should be happy with your money.
Bye when you go.
a fine classical guitarist, harmonica player, with fine musicianship. We welcome him to our Florida Folk Festival.
This is a French song, Mon Vrai Destin. It means my true destiny. I was born in Chicago, so my French ain't too good, really. La 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 la. Qui me dit ne pleuve pas, quel dommage, messieurs sont des sens clairs. Dans mes rêves, j'entends une voix qui me dit ne souffre pas, quel dommage, bonhomme n'est pas de pierre. Mais les voix de mes fantômes ne connaissent pas le délai de long. Ton cloche annonce toujours mon vrai destin. La 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 Dans un monde plein de néons, même les promesses sont devant. Les soleils parfois s'appellent dans les nuages. Ne me quitte pas encore, ne me laisse pas partir. Ton cloche annonce toujours mon vrai destin. La 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 la. Much. This next song is a sort of a love ballad. It's truly a lovable love ballad, you might say. In the midst of the morning, I walk down the street and I see the sun rise in the sky, and I know why I'm walking to another day, because someone is talking, loving me on my way. The bus is all crowded, but I don't really care, because all my thoughts aren't really there. They are back with my someone, talking to me, telling me that I'm someone. Thank you.
like Town Hall, from the mountains of Kentucky, a born and bred up there, an educator, but a banjo picker and a singer. He sings the songs of his family, his people. And he may not sing Ida Red. Are you going to sing Ida Red?
We'll sing Ida Red, yeah.
Okay. All right. And the other one, too?
No.
No? Okay. Well, that's all right. Ida Red and as sung by Town Hall.
Ida Red was a nice little girl. She wasn't the smartest thing on earth, but she was very pretty, and all the boys were struck on her. That was up in Kentucky. That means they were sweet on her. Wrote me a letter, she was coming down. Down the road across the creek, can't get a letter but once a week. Buy me a horse and make me a sled, nobody rides but I rent. She run at me with a gooseneck hole. Then I asked little Lottie to be my wife. She struck at me with a carving knife. Take 5 minutes. We've not got 5 minutes to lose, so I'm going to try a piece that's a mighty good fiddle piece, and a lot of fellas think they can't play it on a banjo, but it can be played on a banjo, and it's Old Sally Gooden. Thank you. I'm so drunk, boys can't stand steady.
Rambling too, just Lynn and Lane Taylor, as we've enjoyed them before, and we'll enjoy you again. Lynn and Lane from Jacksonville.
Revolutionary War period.
Johnny has to fight.
might recognize it.
First, a song of the Old West, the streets of Laredo. As I walked out in the streets of Laredo, as I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy wrapped up in white linen, wrapped up in white linen as cold as the clay. I see by your outfit that you are a cowboy. These words he did say as I boldly stepped by. Come sit down beside me and hear my sad story. I'm shot in the breast and I know I must die. Go the drum slowly and play the pipe lowly. Go play the death march as you carry me along. Take me to the green valley, there lay the sods o'er me, for I'm a young cowboy and I know I've done wrong. Get six jolly cowboys to carry my coffin. Get six pretty maidens to bear up my hall. Put bunches of roses all over my coffin. Put roses to deaden the sods as they fall. Go bring me a cup of cold water to cool my parched lips, the cowboy then said. Before I returned, his soul had departed and gone to the roundup. The cowboy was dead. We beat the drum slowly and played the fife lowly and bitterly wept as we bore him along. For we all loved our comrade, so brave, young, and handsome. We all loved our comrade, although he'd done wrong.
People have asked about this little dulcimer. It's just a little Appalachian dulcimer. You may find some literature on it. I don't think they have ever been factory made. This one was made by a mountain craftsman from Banner Elk, North Carolina, named Ed Presnell. This is called the Frog Song, and the moral of this song is, you frogs, never take a mouse away. There was a frog lived in the spring, twiddle-widdle-widdle-widdle-widdle-widdle-wing, and he was so hoarse that he could not sing, twiddle-widdle-widdle-widdle-widdle-widdle-widdle-wing. He took him a swig of corn whiskey, twiddle whittle 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 wee. And then his singing was fine and free, and him merrily sang, twiddle whittle whittle wee. He courted a mouse and her name was Bess, twiddle whittle 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 wess. He courted and he courted till she said yes, twiddle whittle 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 wess. Her ma and pa said frogs ain't nice, twiddle whittle 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 wess. She said they're quite as nice as mice, twiddle whittle 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 wise. So they were married, folk do tell, twiddle whittle 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 well. And they lived at the bottom of the old green well, twiddle whittle 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 well. She dwelt in water up to her chin, twiddle whittle 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 whittle. And she wished she was a maid again, twiddle, whittle, 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 whittle.
Great addition, and we're just so glad he sang the frog song. Let's give him a Bill Russell, no stranger to the Florida Folk Festival audiences. He's been coming for a number of years, and we welcome him back today. Bill Russell of St. Petersburg. We need a bass fiddler, by the way.
Thank you. interview is done with a slide, which is kind of unusual, I think.
Anchorage, and Possibly now he's the best folk singer in Alaska. I don't know. But when he got there, he met another folk singer named Paul Roseland, and together they made a record of Alaskan songs and sent me a copy, and this is one of the songs Bob sings on the album. Snowflakes are falling and winter they'll bring. Woosar a maid, I hear antlers ring. Wolves they are howling, their furs are in prime. My dogs they are eager to hit the trap line. Alaska, Alaska, I hear your winds call. Summer is gone and it's getting fall. Snowflakes are falling, winter they'll bring. I'll say goodbye, summer, I'll see you next spring. I've set up my victuals, I've got my moose hen. I've fixed up my cabin to keep out the wind. Forest is turning a pretty gold brown. The wheat leaves have fallen, they cover the ground. Out in the woods you can hear my axe ring, cutting the wood to last me till spring. Snowflakes are falling and winter they'll bring. I'll say goodbye, summer, I'll see you spring. The wind is a-howling round my cabin door. Squirrels, they sneak in, eat crumbs off the floor. I'll build up my fire, I'll shut my front door. I'll say goodbye, summer, I'll see you once more. Alaska, Alaska, I hear your wind call. Summer is coming, but it's getting fall. Snowflakes are falling and winter they'll bring. I'll say goodbye, summer, I'll see you next spring.
It is Vice President of the Florida tells you a lot of things about lots of people, and mainly about Stephen Foster Memorial, Florida. The singers, and they'll be glad to know they couldn't come last night, and their hearts were broken. One of the girls was dancing in ballet in Jacksonville, but you know, it rained us out last night, so here are the Honeycombs. Their debut at the Florida Folk Festival from Gainesville. And her name is really Honey Combs, and the other little girl is Ann Cowles.
That's Ann Coles, and we're not called the Honey Combs, really. We're just Ann Coles and Honey Combs.
Well, how did I get that? But it's a good name for you. I recommend it.
Okay, the first song we'd like to do is called Josie.
Josie, old thing, yeah, give me one more.
Tim Buckley, and it's called Wings.
When I think of the past and all the places Thank you very much. Thank you. I'd like to call my daughter at this time to do one with me. Rosemary. Let's make her welcome, okay? We'd like to do something called Once More.
Once more to be with you.
Saturday afternoon program.